You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Neighbourhood Watch, and we have Radio Adelaide's Nicole Whitting here with us. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Tess.
How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, the Australian prison population soars by 40%, which is a huge statistic. What has caused this?
Yes, so the main reason for this is that there's been a huge increase in the number of unsentenced inmates. So basically, over the past 5 years, full-time prisoner numbers have soared by 11,274 people, with the number of those unsentenced awaiting their trial outcome surging by 87%, or 6,125 people. So to put things into perspective, 10 years ago, one in five prisoners was unsentenced, whereas they now account for more than one third. So a spokesperson from the Australian Institute of Criminology reportedly said prisoner numbers had increased sharply for a number of reasons, and they varied across different jurisdictions across the country, but the main reasons included changes to bail laws and practices that make it harder for people who are accused of a crime being granted bail, as well as changes to parole laws and release decisions that have reduced the numbers of people being released on parole, as well as, of course, a higher percentage of convicted offenders actually being given prison sentences. So really, you've got to wonder how we can address these problems, because surely, like you said, an increase of 40% is really big and, you know, presumably not sustainable.
Yeah, so it has been said that crime is falling, and if prison isn't the reason, what is contributing to that?
I mean, it's just, I guess, the system. For some reason, it's difficult to process everybody and get them through the courts, and a lot of people are, just waiting for their trial outcome. It's hard to say. I don't know how that problem happened. I mean, you'd think that there's more than enough, you know, lawyers and courts, right?
Yeah. So what do you think this shocking statistic, what do you think will happen now?
I think that, you know, it's getting to a point where something's going to have to be done. Surely it's going to have to be easier for people who are accused of a crime to be granted bail, or, you know, these changes to parole laws, so people can be released on parole, you know, something like that. I'm not really sure. I mean, there's obviously worry in the community about criminals always, and, you know, that there's always going to be sort of, you know, news pieces about, oh, we're not being tough enough on crime and things like that. But then it is this huge financial strain on us as well.
Yeah, so also in Australia, the courts have said that a Sydney cleaning firm were treating workers as slaves. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so the federal court has said that this organisation, Grouped Property Services, were treating some vulnerable foreign workers as slaves by refusing to pay them for months and leaving them to go without furniture, food and critical medical treatment. And so the Fair Work Ombudsman has secured a penalty of nearly $450,000 against this organisation. The organisation is a facility management company whose clients have included high-profile hardware stores and gyms. So they have been ordered to pay back $370,000, but also $200,000 in back pay to 49 employees it had exploited between 2011 and 2013. And so the court was reportedly told about how workers, who were mostly foreign nationals on temporary visas, were trapped in a scenario where the owners kept blaming each other or blaming quote-unquote management for the failure to pay wages. And because so many of the workers were foreign nationals, they often had limited English language skills and were unlikely to have been familiar with Australian labour laws. So they were, you know, struggling financially. And while anti-slavery groups welcomed the civil decision, there has been the concern raised that even though the word slavery was used in regards to the case, there hasn't actually been any corresponding criminal charges. So that would be something like potentially an anti-slavery commissioner could look at, because we have had things like this happening before. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in this particular case.
Yeah, so how does a firm get away with this for like months with this kind of treatment? Was it a lack of the workers speaking up, or was it them not being heard?
I think it was probably a combination of both. I mean, as I said, with the the fact that people have poor English skills and they're not really familiar with Australian labour laws, they possibly feel as if other people are maybe being treated like this. It's kind of that situation of being hidden in plain sight, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, with cases like this.
So, and lastly, with Australian news, Rihanna has partnered up with Julia Gillard to help those in Malawi. It's a surprising duo. So what is this partnership for?
Yeah, well, exactly. I thought I would bring this one up because they are a surprising duo. So basically the reason why they have teamed up to do some work is because our former PM, Julia Gillard, is the chair of the Global Partnership for Education, and Rihanna is a founder of the Clara Lionel Foundation.
Mm.
So essentially, because only 8% of students in Malawi continue to high school, those two organisations aim to secure over $3 billion to improve their education system. And so, this unlikely pair spent a week in the region teaching students math, biology, soccer and music, and obviously drawing a lot of attention and publicity to the issue at the same time. So I think that was a hopeful note to end on.
Yeah, I mean, Rihanna being on board a cause like this is going to be huge media attention for them, which will be great.
Exactly. And I think, especially for Australians, the two of them together was just such an interesting thing. I remember, a while ago there was a picture of the two of them circulating on the internet and everyone was kind of confused, but now we're learning about why, and it's definitely a good cause.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for catching us up with all the latest in Australian news, Nicole, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.